coming back. That's right. It's that time of the week again. It's time for Wireless Wednesday. Rick Lippert with us, our Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level, whether it's a daily tech column for Examiner.com, or you find him featured weekly on CBS Atlanta, or also featured on Everything Georgia. Rick Lippert, when it comes to the world of technology, he is the man in the know. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, check out his website, ricklimpert.info. We'll have links to everything that we talk about over the course of the next 10, 12 minutes or so. You can find on Rick's website, again, at ricklimpert.info. What's going on, Rick? Still on the road out in Myrtle Beach playing some golf, huh?
Yeah, not playing any golf, just covering the big golf event here in Myrtle Beach. Brian Katrick, he gets to play in the tournament, but 3,500 amateurs playing for the World Amateur Championship, and it's a huge event. It takes place on almost 70 courses here in Myrtle Beach, and it just basically takes over the town for a week.
You got an update on Katrick for us?
Yeah, Katrick's in his flight. It's there's like 70 different flights. They group you by handicap. He's four off the lead in his flight, so he's in the mix.
Oh, great. All right, that's great news. You talk about Myrtle Beach. It's one of the great golfing destinations, certainly at least on the East Coast for sure. We're going to talk one-hit wonders, if you will, in the world of technology as far as one-hit wonders from the world of tech. Would you say the longest-lasting one-hit wonder would be Rubik's Cube?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define one-hit wonder, Mitch, but the Rubik's Cube is still being sold today. I still see people using it, and it dates back to the 70s. I guess where it really was popular was in the 80s, and it's a favorite pastime of many people, and especially people that are involved in tech. They love trying to solve the Rubik's Cube, so I would say it's got some legs to it. It's been around a while.
It's got some cubes to it, huh?
Yeah, it's got some cubes, and I had one, or I had a couple of them. I never was able to solve it, so I guess it's not up my alley.
I used to hang one hanging on a keychain in my car. So if ever I got, bored, I'd always whip out the Rubik's Cube. But I would cheat, and I would never legitimately figure out a way to get all the sides the same color. But Erno Rubik was the man's name. I guess originally the thing was known as the Magic Cube.
Yeah, you weren't the guy peeling the little stickers off the cube to make them all one side, one color, were you, Mitch?
No, that wasn't me. I would just kind of set it up beforehand, knew somebody who would do it, and then change a couple around and then be able to get it right back to the way it was.
Gotcha.
What else do we got on the hit parade? Certainly the waterbed would be another one when you talk about a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, being popular again in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You look like the kind of guy, Mitch, that maybe you had a waterbed at one time in your life.
I did not. Actually, when I was at Arizona State, I had a couple of roommates who had the waterbeds. And let's just say that I would have to ante up to use said waterbeds at the right time.
Well, where the waterbed's still being sold today, you don't hear much about it anymore with all the advancements in technology and mattresses, but for people that like sleeping on the waterbed, it's still around. I would say that was kind of a long-running one-hit wonder.
How much of the market do you think waterbeds take up?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's my little notes, I found where it's 5%. That seems high to me.
Really? I would think that is high, although, you go back to my time, 40 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, college and stuff, that was the thing. You were cool if you had a waterbed.
Yeah, they were hard to maintain, and not easy to move and set up. Maybe that hurt the killer case a little bit.
Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Wireless Wednesday with Rick Lippert. We're taking a look at one-hit wonders in the world of technology. Talked a little bit about the infamous and famous Rubik's Cube, also the waterbed. What about books, Rick? Do we still look at books on tape as being something that is interesting, or it's kind of run its course?
Well, it's run its course because it's been replaced with audio books, which are books you can download and listen to on your smartphone or your iPad. Books on tape were clunky. You would subscribe or buy a book on tape, and you'd get 10 cassettes in a box, and you had to listen to those 10 cassettes in the right order to listen to the book. So clumsy and not easy to do, not real convenient. But for people that love books on tape, they remember those days.
Yeah, and again, it still is. Well, the concept is the same. Just the vehicle of delivering it to the masses is something that is completely different. Now, this sounds like a true one-hit wonder for something that may have been a one-hit, but I never even heard of it. Something called the Bump It.
You never heard of the Bump It, Mitch?
No, never. I know. If I wasn't looking at notes, I'd have no idea what in the heck it was.
Well, I'm sure Randy has heard of it. She may not own one, but it's a little insert that women put in their hair to give them that that big hair type look. And you know, popular during the Jersey Shore days when that was on TV, as it is the invention of a lady who sold, you know, millions of them and made a fortune off it. They still sell for $5 to $7, and I guess it doesn't survive that long because of all the women that wanted a bump it, they get it, and then they're not going to sell anymore. But still around in some way, shape, or form.
Well, you know, again, that's interesting to me because just from the perspective of you said the key words, big hair. Those were two things that would not be equated with me.
Well, yeah, but you're a student of pop culture and the news, Mitch. I know you sneak and watch E! News Network once in a while. You would have seen a mention of the bump, and it was popular kind of when the Snuggie was popular.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess my excuse is I was more interested in the Snuggie than I was in the Bump It. But, you know, who knows? If I would have had hair, maybe I would have been more interested in the Bump It. Nevertheless, we continue here on the Experience. Mitch Evans with you till 3 a.m. here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limper, taking a look back at some of the one-hit wonders in the world of technology. Now, this is something I wouldn't necessarily think about, but yeah, it's been a while. Boy, was it big when it was in vogue, the Sony Minidisc and Laserdisc.
Yeah, two different products from Sony. The Minidisc was supposed to replace cassette tapes. The problem is you had to have a proprietary Sony Minidisc player to play it, so it wouldn't play on a universal device. But more interesting to me were the Laserdiscs. These came out of the popularity of Beta and VHS, where you'd buy those Laserdiscs to show movies, and it was supposed to be a little better definition and better sound. But again, you had to have a laser disc player, and again, they were big, they were album size, and didn't last.
When you're saying the word laser, are you doing with the two quote marks around it, like it's Austin Powers?
You know it, Mitch. You absolutely know it.
It's not just laser, it's laser.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about tractor beams.
All right, time for the app of the week, and very apropos, certainly, with the U.S. Open underway in Flushing Meadow, New York.
Yeah, I have to talk about it every year, Mitch, because they keep making improvements to it. The U.S. Open app for iOS and Android, it's free, it's active during the whole U.S. Open. New this year are push notifications. Now, a lot of people hate that, but for the real passionate tennis fan that wants to get breaking news on their favorite player, maybe when they win or lose or something happens, you can now get push notifications. So for John Isner fans, you probably got a push notification today when he won his match and put in Serena, and you'll probably get a lot of push notifications for her.
All right, well, since we got it in mind, let's quickly talk about it. Of course, this is Serena's tournament, Serena's opportunity to be able to win the calendar Grand Slam. She's already won four in a row going back to last year and winning the U.S. Open, so she's here as the defending champion. I know we touched on it briefly last week. Serena easily, basically a walkover due to injury in her first match, and already Maria Sharapova had to pull out due to injury, so there are some things, some facets of this. Serena may not face any sort of legitimate test till maybe we're talking the semis.
Yeah, that can be good and that can be bad because she won't maybe be tested when she gets to play a match where someone's going to push her a little bit. So Serena's got a really good path. But yeah, I like what you said early, Mitch. This is really Serena's tournament. It's not often that Djokovic and Federer kind of take a back seat to someone, but they're doing that at the U.S. Open this year.